mom?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay, I'll figure it out.
So this is my friend here. Can you introduce yourself to Elliot?
Hi, I'm Jiva, and I'm a social robot.
Social robot, that's pretty cool.
My name is Jiva. What's your name?
Elliot.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Are you ready to get started? Do some games? Okay.
I don't know what these buzzers are here for, though.
Yep, we'll see in a minute. There you go. So, Elliot 9006. So to get started, you can hit whatever buzzer you want. Ooh. Okay, so we're going to start first with this red game. So for this one, I want you to tell me what the letter is in the picture. So it's just like...
A. Apple.
A for apple. Can you think of another word that starts with an I?
And.
That's a good word. We're going to do the same thing for this one.
B boy.
Can you think of another word?
Bot.
Yeah. Bot, like a robot, yeah. Like Jibo.
That's the only reason I thought of it.
Because he's in front of you. What about this one?
C, cookies, could.
That's a good word.
D for duck, I want to say duck, but it's a different meaning.
Oh, it is. Oh, a different meaning of duck.
Yeah.
What's the other word mean?
Done.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. E, elephant. Elliot.
That's perfect. Your name too.
F for fish, Finn. It's one of my best friends.
Oh. But the fish also have fins, right? So perfect.
G for guitar. Grand.
Nice.
H for house. Home.
Mm-hmm.
I for ice. Is.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
J for juice. Jug.
What do you put in a jug?
Milk.
Milk.
K for key. Kai?
Kai? Like Cobra Kai or something like that? Have you seen that show?
Yes.
That would work.
But is that a K?
I don't know. I think. I'm not sure.
I think it is.
Guess.
L for leaf. Look.
Nope.
M for monkey. Milk. N for nose, none, O for orange, on, P for plate, pick. Q for quack.
Mm-hmm.
Click.
That's a good word. You're coming up with great words.
R for red. Read.
Read.
S for spider. Speechless.
Whoa, that's a great word. You're doing a great job. I haven't heard any of these words before.
T for table. That. U for umbrella. Unconscious. V for vacuum. Vulva. W for watch. Y. X for x-ray.
Mm-hmm. This one might be a little tricky. Can you think of any other words that start with X?
Dang it. Example starts with an E.
I know, but it sounds like X, right? So tricky. Can you think of an instrument that starts with an X?
Dang it. I know the instrument, but I can't think of the name.
Okay. So, xylophone? Yeah. That one's really tricky and hard to come up with.
Why for yogurt? You?
That's a good one. What kind of yogurt are they having?
Strawberry.
Do you like yogurt?
Kind of.
Kind of.
Z for zebra. Zoo?
Ooh, nice.
Great job.
Yay. So we're all done with that one. You did an awesome job. Those are great words. So you can go ahead and hit another buzzer before we go to the next game. Ooh. So now we're going to go on to the orange game. This one's going to be numbers. So you can go ahead and say each number. And
one,
then
two, three, four, five, six, seven,
20.
So.
25. 30. What's it going up by?
Fives.
By fives?
30.
40. 50. Now what's it going up by?
Tens. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 200. 500. 1,000.
Ooh. Okay, so now we have some math equations.
16.
16, yeah. Can you say the full equation?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Awesome.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job.
6 times 3 equals 18. 21 divided by 3 equals 9. No, 7.
Good job. Awesome. You flew right through that. Easy peasy, right? So now you can hit whatever button you want.
You're doing an awesome job.
You both think you're awesome. Okay, now we're going to go on to the yellow game. Have you noticed the pattern? We had red, orange, yellow.
Yes.
What are those colors?
Dang it. Drawing the same shade thing?
Yeah, I think
Kind of.
But once you see our other colors, maybe you'll be able to look out for a pattern. Let's see. So this is our yellow game. So we're going to do, these are kind of like flashcards. So I'm going to hold them up. So this is one rock. So if we have one rock, and now we have
two rocks.
Two rocks. Yep.
So
this.
What is that?
We're going to call this a yag. So we have one yag. Can you say one yag?
One yag.
Now we
two
have
two yags.
We're going to call this one a kel.
A what?
Kel.
Kel?
So we have one.
One kel. Two kel. One slide.
Mm-hmm.
Two sleds.
This one we're going to call a pite.
One pite. Two pites. One purse?
We're going to call it a bag.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have one
bag.
Now we have
two bags.
this one we're gonna call a yawk.
One yawk, two yawks.
This one we're gonna call a smide.
One smide, two smides. One bell, two bells. One lamp.
We're gonna call it a light.
One light, two lights. Okay, I'm gonna try to think of one cup. There, two cups.
This one, you wanna try to guess?
What is that?
We're gonna call this a brib. I know, they're kinda silly words, right?
One brib, two bribs.
This one we're gonna call a mip.
One mip, two mips.
This one we're gonna call a foo.
One foo, two foos. One sandwich.
We're gonna call it a snack.
One snack, one, two snacks. What bed? Crib?
One crib?
Mm-hmm. Two cribs.
This one we're gonna call a duck.
A duck?
Duck with a P.
Dup. Okay. Two dups. One shoe. Two shoes.
This one we're gonna call a skack.
One skack. Two skacks. One boat?
We're gonna call it a ship.
One ship. Two ships. Ships.
We're all done with that one. We flew through those. Those were kind of silly words, right?
Yeah, those were weird.
We're gonna put them right here. Actually, bam. So. Okay. So you're all done with that one, so you can hit whatever buzzer you want.
Can I hit one that I've already done?
Yeah, whichever color you want to hit. Do you like that sound?
Yes.
What does it sound like?
It's also blue.
Is blue your favorite color?
Yeah. That's what I said.
You told him it was blue too? Do you remember what Jibo's favorite color was?
Blue.
Nice.
Come on, Kara. Take a picture.
I know. Okay, so we're going to play our green game this time. But Jibo's actually going to teach us how to play. So let's listen to Jibo. Here we go.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them. Look at the picture.
Scribbles.
There it is. Okay. So I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture.
Fish, lion, boat, boy, leaves, lily pads.
I see some of those.
Stems.
What do you think's going on?
Windy? Because the leaves are... I have no idea. The lion and the boy are friends? I don't know.
It's whatever you think. They could be friends. Where do you think they're going?
The lion jumped on the boat.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. Fresh food.
Would you ever ride in a boat with a lion?
If it was tamed, sure, that would be fun.
Where would you guys go?
I don't know. Back here, because I live in Georgia. So, but I was born here, so. I don't know.
Anything else you see in the picture?
Fish. But I already said eyes.
Some eyes.
Mouths. Noses. Is that a banana? I don't think that's a banana, but it looks like one.
Oh, yeah. It might just be the water. One, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Jibo, can you show us the next picture? Okay, so for this one, what do you think's going on in this picture? Whatever you think.
He thinks he's a pilot. And he's throwing paper airplanes, standing on his bed with a bunch of pillows. There's cars on the floor. A sock. A sock? A pillow. And clouds and a plane and wind. I think that's it. Oh, there's a fish.
Oh, right there, good eye.
Books. Picture. And the window is open, tree, and leaves. Wait, no, there's no leaves on it.
Leaves on it? What does that mean? There's no leaves on it.
It's winter.
So do you think he'd be cold if his window's open?
Well, there's also more wind in winter.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Do you ever play pretend like him?
No.
What do you think he wants to be when he grows up?
Pilot.
Pilot. What do you want to be?
Professional mountain bike rider.
Whoa, it's cool. Do you ride on your bike a lot?
Yeah.
Said he has a fish over here. Do you have a pet?
I have two dogs, a cat, and a fat-tailed gecko.
Whoa, what are their names?
Oscar, Bella June, and dang it. The gecko is my sister's pet, but she's giving it to me.
That's exciting.
Can't think of the name. Opal.
Opal. How do you care for a gecko? What do you have to do?
Feed it mealworms.
Oh.
Not a lot, really. Just feed it crickets and mealworms and give it water.
Do you like crickets and mealworms? Or do they?
Yeah, I'm okay with them. They're not my favorite.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
My favorite animal?
Mm-hmm.
Jaguar.
Ooh, why is that your favorite?
Pound by pound, the strongest cat and the third biggest cat.
Okay, wow. Would you ride in a boat with a jaguar?
If it was tamed.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture? Alrighty. Jibo, can you show us the next one, please?
What is this?
Is that an octopus?
Looks like that.
Or a squid?
I don't know. I can't see all
it
the
do
legs.
It does have two eyes, though.
I think it might be an octopus.
It's an octopus holding a... Okay, a kid wanting to be a scientist, a giant octopus getting out of his tank, and holding a magnifying glass. Is that geometry behind it? What is that? DNA. He's holding a light bulb. There's a rat? Mouse? No, it's a rat. Books, a dead rat, a rat, a dead rat, chemistry bottles, and, what's that? Is that geometry?
Maybe chemistry.
Okay.
Anything else you can see?
No.
What do you think they're doing in the lab?
She looks like she's having an idea. Because she is holding a light bulb.
Oh. What do you do when you have an idea?
I don't know.
Do you hold a light bulb?
No. I don't think. Drawers.
We got some more friends joining us.
Okay,
Elliot.
I think that's it.
Alrighty. Jeebo, can you show us the next picture?
Is that a giant beet? A giant beet shovel girl with a hat, a giant snail, plants, and a fence. Clouds and the sky.
Where is she right now?
In a farm.
Farm?
In a farm.
What do you do on a farm?
Grow plants, water plants, a lot of stuff with plants.
How do you take care of a plant? What do you have to do?
Water it, give it sun. Well, some you don't have to give sun. And that's it.
Do you have plants that you've grown?
Yeah.
What kind?
Beets, carrots, onions, cherry tomatoes, squash, zucchini, sunflowers, and different herbs.
Wow, that's a lot. What do you do after they're grown?
Eat most of them.
Eat them? Can you just pick them out and eat them? Or do you have to do
some. Something? Some you can. Not all.
What do you do with the ones that you can't?
Wash them before you eat. Because they'll be covered in soil.
What time of the year do you think it is?
Spring.
Spring. Why do you think that?
It's the easiest to go plants in the spring.
Oh, it is. Do you see anything else in this picture you want to tell me about?
Soil. And that's it.
Awesome. You did a great job with the pictures. Thank you, Viva.
Great job.
Yes. We thought you did a good job, too. All right, so we're going to go on to our next game. You can go ahead. You already knew the drill. Wait, what did that one sound like?
Doorbell.
A doorbell. What do you do when you hear that sound?
Open the door.
Open the door? Okay, so we're on our blue game. Did you notice the pattern with the colors yet? We have red, orange, yellow,
yes.
Green, blue. What are those colors?
The all colors together. Of
the... Yep, of each tab.
Yeah.
And they're all together. They make a rainbow.
But there hasn't been a purple one yet.
That might be coming later. All right, so for this game, we're going to do some reading. Do you read in school?
Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and read this page for me?
Okay.
Just out loud.
It was late in the afternoon and Jess had just finished his homework. He put his paper in his backpack and then Jess heard a knock on his on the door. His mom opened the door. It was Cam and... What?
Isaiah. Somebody's name.
Isaiah. From next door. Can Jess come outside and ride? Cam and Aisha asked. Jess ran to the door and greeted his friends. I just finished my homework. Jess told his mother. Well then, it is fine if you go ride your bike, Mom said. Jess smiled. He got his helmet and hurried outside. Cam, Aisha, and Jess rode to the park. they rode past the basketball court and the pedaled all the way to the top of the hill. The three boys enjoyed racing downhill. The first one to the swing set, was the winner. Aisha always won, except for one time, which when Cam was the winner. Jess always came in last. Little did the other boys know, but Jess had been practicing racing his bike down that hill every day for almost a week. The boys lined up at the top of the hill. It was Cam's turn to start the race. "Ready, set, go," Cam shouted. Cam, Aisha, and Jess raced down the hill. Jess bent down over his bike, just like he had practiced. He held on tight and rode very fast. Jess passed Cam. Jess pushed harder as he raced past Aisha. Jess was the winner. His practicing paid off. Aisha and Cam gave Jess a high five. Jess was proud that his hard work had paid off. When the three boys went back up the hill to race some more.
So you're a good reader, and you did a good job sounding off too. So we have a different story. Want to read this one?
It is a fact that some kids do not eat right. If kids don't eat healthy foods, they can get sick. To do your best, you must eat right. I wanted to help kids eat right, so I helped start a garden at school, like the garden at the White House. I asked my friends at school to help, and they said yes. They were really excited. Then I asked our teacher, Miss Burns, to help us. That is such a good idea, too. That's such a good idea, though. Miss Burns said, "I would be happy to help." Miss Burns asked our principal if we could use a part of the playground to make a raised garden bed. The principal said yes. I asked my grandfather to help us too. My grandfather said yes. He is an excellent builder, and he made a raised bed for us. In early spring, Miss Burns helped us plant seeds in cups in our classroom. We watched the seeds sprout through the soil and grow into seedlings. In May, it was time to plant the seedlings. We We grew lots of vegetables. We had to make sure the plants had plenty of water in the summer. In the summer, we took turns coming to school to take care of the plants. By July, the garden was looking great. There were lots of vegetables and they tasted fresh. When school started again, there were plenty of vegetables, so all the helpers had fresh vegetables for lunch. In the fall, we had to harvest plenty to celebrate the garden. It felt good to work hard on the garden and know that we helped children eat healthy.
Awesome. You did great reading that one too. They planted a garden just like you did earlier, remember? Would you ever plant a garden for school?
Maybe. I don't know.
These are our last two. Do you want to read these last two for me? And then we'll go to the next game. You're doing a great job. We're going to start with that one.
I like to play hide and seek at Grandma's big house. I play with my sister, Keisha.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She never finds me, and I always win. Today, I ran to Uncle Jamal's room, and he hid under his bed. I forget to close the door, and Rex, Grandma's dog, came into Uncle Jamal's room. Quiet, Rex, I said. I put Rex under the bed with me. Rex was very quiet. Then Keisha came into Uncle Jamal's room. Rex heard her and ran out from under the bed. Keisha looked under the bed and saw me. I see you, yelled Keisha. I win. You're right, I did not win this time. Next time, I'll have to also hide from Rex.
Okay, that's the next one.
Okay.
Okay, so you did such a good job on this one. Do you want to hit two buzzers this time? Whichever one you want.
Nice.
Okay.
You're doing great. Yes.
Awesome job. So for this game, I want you to tell me what they're doing and then how you do it. What are the steps? So what's this guy doing?
He's brushing his teeth.
How do you brush your teeth?
You put toothpaste on your toothbrush and then brush all your teeth for 2 minutes and then do your tongue.
Your tongue too?
Yeah.
Oh man. When do you brush your teeth?
In the morning and at night.
Awesome. What's this guy doing?
Washing his hands. You need soap and water, and scrub the soap together. No, wet your hands, get the soap, scrub them together, and then put them under the water to wash them and then dry them. He's tying his shoelaces, and I can't really explain that.
What do you use to tie your shoes?
Shoelaces.
Do you know how to tie your shoes?
Yes. She's pouring cereal. And you need a bowl. Sometimes, if you want it, you need milk. a spoon and, or you, I guess you can use your hands if you don't have milk.
Have you used your hands?
No.
No? Yeah, if you use milk, that'd be really messy.
He's putting on a clothes? A sweater? How do you explain that?
How do you get dressed in the morning?
You put your shirt on and pants. And socks and shoes, I guess?
Yeah, exactly.
She's making cupcakes, so you need milk, you need flour, you need milk, flour, eggs, and baking sheets?
Nice. Have you made cupcakes before?
Yes.
Do you decorate them?
Yes.
What do you like to put on them?
I do, sometimes I do fondant roses.
Fondant? Wait, that's cool. Do you draw them yourself or do you use stamps?
I design them. Yeah. My sister helps me though.
Oh, cool. What's this person doing?
Painting? You need paint, paintbrush, and paper.
What are they painting?
Sun? This looks like.
When you paint, what do you draw?
We just learned about Henry Musso, so I draw like him.
Nice. Do you like drawing people or things?
Things, not people.
We'll just do a few of these and then on your way. What's this guy doing?
He's buckling himself.
How do you do that?
You just pull the buckle and put it into the buckle
thing. Where is he?
In a car. She's feeding a teddy bear. Feeding something?
What do you think she's feeding him?
Soup? Maybe?
Maybe soup? Do you eat soup?
Sometimes. I don't necessarily like it, but sometimes.
Do you feed your teddy bears?
No.
No? Alright, this is our last one.
Is that a boy or a girl?
Whatever you think. It could be either. What are they doing?
The person is dressing up for Halloween, maybe? So you just get a costume and put it on. Like you put.
What are some of the things they're wearing?
A hat, they're holding a star wand, and a cloak thing? Scarf?
Yeah, like a boa. They're like really furry. Do you ever dress up like this?
No.
What costumes do you wear for Halloween?
I just wore a Halo costume.
Oh, nice. That's cool. What did that look like?
It was Master Chief.
Okay. Alrighty, we're all done with this game. You gotta hit a buzzer, whichever one you want. Your favorite blue. I'm gonna ask you about one of these pictures and then we'll be all done. Can you tell me what's going on in this picture?
The girl's hoping to be in... She's in space collecting whatever those are. And I see UFOs, spaceship, different galaxies, different planets, and... is that the moon or an asteroid?
What do you think?
I think that's an asteroid.
Why do you think she's in space?
because there's different planets around here.
Yeah. Would you ever go in space?
I also want to be an astronaut, Gav.
You
want
to be an astronaut too? What would you want
to
do?
Me and my friend are trying to compete to see who will be the first person to step on Mars.
Whoa, that's pretty cool. You think you're going to win?
I have no idea.
What are you going to do to prepare for that?
I don't know.
But that's a cool dream. That's cool to have. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No, because I have no idea what those are.
Yeah. Might just be collecting them.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so we're all done with all our